now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
And so the time has come.
It has indeed. We announced a Shout Out Listeners Award nominee.
And Lisa Chats to author AF Steadman.
I'm Ezra Peregrine. She's Stephanie Barnet, radio DJ extraordinaire. And in the next hour, we will educate you, inform you, and entertain you. Why?
This is Shout Out.
Voting for the finals of the Shout Out Listeners Awards for 2025, sponsored by YouGo, are now open. You nominated and we've now shortlisted. Now we need your help to tell us who you want to win. All 17 awards are up on our website for you to vote for your finalists. The results will be announced at our award ceremony on the 27th of March, live at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol. To cast your votes, to grab tickets, and to find out more about the Shout Out Listeners Awards for 2025, visit our website awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Well, head to the website.
Well.
Because you can now vote for all the nominees. Now, we will be listing all the nominees later in the show, won't we?
I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought this is like Saturday Afternoon Live with Terry and you.
It is. Yeah. Gosh, that's been a long time.
Yeah, that was COVID lockdown 3-hour show, wasn't it?
Yeah, for those listeners, who didn't listen to our Saturday show, it was great. And we did it in lockdown. It did great. And there was an alter ego that might have reared her, her spiritual medium head.
Yeah, Deborah O'Karma, in
fact. That's
right. In fact, she's actually appeared on Shout Out.
She has.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not too often.
I'd really like to meet her.
You would? Okay, we can arrange that
one day.
She's not all booked up, so I reckon she could make an appearance one night. Are you excited, everybody, to see who is in the, not the finals,
the nominations?
That's right, the nominations. I've got the words.
Yeah, well, we actually know who's in the nominations, but you, dear listener, do not.
Not yet, anyway.
But you will later on. But yeah. Lisa's going to have a good chat with AF Steadman very shortly, aren't you, Lisa?
I am.
Yeah, what a coup that was. What a coup. Yeah. And thank you so much for buying us that book. The first in the series.
Oh, I absolutely, well, I just love it. I'm such a fan, so it was really exciting to talk.
And nerve-wracking at all?
Not at all. I was completely calm the whole time. I think you'll be able to tell how calm I was.
Like I was during my, I don't even know who my first interview was, actually. It's quite a long time ago now.
But I can't remember who
I was. I wasn't calm. I was sat on my hands.
Annabelle was great the whole time.
Wonderful.
She was sort of covering for me in a way.
Oh, wow. Yep. But, you know, interviews are always a really interesting experience, I think. And everybody has so much to bring. And everybody we have on the show is very passionate about what they do. And I think it's just about giving a space for that.
I've learned I'm so passionate about this book series and it's supporting kids. And I learned so much from this interview. I think I'll be more efficient, better in the next one. But
of course you will.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, here's a starter for 10 for Terry. Michael Nesmith, Terry.
Was he one of the monkeys?
Yes.
Way.
He was one of the monkeys, yes.
Way to go. And he did do
with Peter Tork.
He did do some
Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz.
Good lord. I bet you
do
didn't.
Do I get an extra point for that?
You do, but I bet you didn't have the picture cards with the bit of bubblegum in, did you?
No. I'm too young for that.
I did. How did you?
I had chewing gum with...
No,
with tattoos.
There you go.
And stickers. See?
Right, Michael Nesmith did do some solo stuff, and he actually wrote this one as well.
I think I like this.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Get down off your horse and drink your milk.
Oh, all right. Is that the saying?
Love that. What a gem from the 70s. Me and Ez put our cowboy boots on the other day, didn't we? We were doing our line dance into this one.
Yeah. It's an absolutely brilliant song.
It is.
I'm amazed that you got your knees up quite like you did. Is that what they say? Getting your knees up?
Whoa.
It is now. Slim knows
right,
that.
Right, should we go over to Lisa Chan to A.F. Stedman?
Today I'll be interviewing Annabelle Stedman, who writes as A.F. Stedman. She's written 4 books and is writing a 5th book of the Skander series. The 3rd book, Skander and the Chaos Trials, is being released on the 13th of February, I think. So incredible. I love her incredible fantasy series. It's about an island inhabited by magical people and unicorns. And the unicorns are bloodthirsty, absolutely anything but cute and pink. I'm a massive fan. The novels are aimed at younger people, but I'm not young, trust me. And I absolutely love them. I'm just on the edge of my seat waiting for the next one. So, and I also just wanted to mention that in 2020, Annabelle received a 3-book contract. And I think in the same week, because the books are so visual and imaginative, so I can imagine that this would happen. But in the same week, Sony bought the rights to turn the books into films. But we'll talk more on that about that later. And so let's not wait any longer and talk to the writer. So welcome, Annabelle. I'm super excited to chat to you. And I just wonder if we could hear from you about what the series is about.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on the show. So this series follows 13-year-old Skander Smith, and it starts off on the mainland, which is pretty similar to our world, apart from the big difference that unicorns are real and bloodthirsty. So only a small difference, but it has a big impact because young Skander really wants to become a unicorn rider on the island. But when he goes to take his exam to determine whether he is destined for a unicorn, things go a bit wrong. And so Skander becomes this kind of character who has a lot of adversities to overcome, but he does have lots of adventures with the bloodthirsty unicorns.
I've just realized I'm not saying Skander exactly like you say it. I wonder if I was saying it with a bit of a North American accent. Skander.
That's fine. You can say it however you like.
But then Skander ends up on the island and
and so when you get to the island, when Skander gets to the island, so you have to bond with a unicorn, and that involves them hatching out of eggs, which is unusual for a unicorn, but that's what happens. And so then you are bonded to them and you can wield elemental magic. So the ones that everyone knows about are fire, water, air and earth magic. But unfortunately for Skander, he has a kind of problem because he is bonded to a unicorn, which has meant that he is allied to the spirit element, which is the 5th element, and it's been banned for 20 years. So it's actually illegal for any spirit wielders to exist, and certainly illegal to use spirit magic. So that causes a problem for him almost immediately.
Wow. I think I can remember when I was reading the books, that's when I first understood how much subtext there is in them about the real world, like some people being almost told that they can't exist. That's just the start. Yeah.
Yeah.
So why did you come up with that idea? What were you thinking? Do you remember?
I mean, 2020 was an interesting time for all of us. You know, it's a really tough time. I mean, I wrote a lot of this, the first book, Scandal and the Unicorn Thief, in lockdown. And I think it gave me a lot of time to think about kind of the people that are in charge and what was going on and the kind of the what we were being told and how kind of managing in that crisis, you know, who was kind of in charge at that time. And so I think it gave me lots of chances to kind of think about that. But I think with the spirit element, it was always, for me, it was a way to look at prejudice through the lens of the kind of the magical world. Because I think that's what's amazing about fantasy books, is that you can kind of, you know, you can reflect the real world, but you're in a different world and you can use it to really say things about the real world. And I've always wanted to do that with the books because I think, you know, children respond to it. They're living in the same world as we are. They see a lot more than we expect. And I think that with the spirit element, it was a way to show them this kind of very immediate prejudice. One of the first people that Skandar meets, you know, he's immediately like, I can't be anywhere near you. Get away from me. I can't be associated with you. You're wrong. You shouldn't be allowed. And, you know, we've been seeing that in all kinds of walks of life, you know, for a very long time. But, you know, most recently, you know, it's kind of got, there's these different groups that are kind of always picked on and always kind of ostracized. And I think that that was kind of what I was trying to show children about what that actually looks like. And they are following the character who is basically the anti-hero. So that was kind of funny difference from like the hero trope.
Absolutely. Did anything happen in your own childhood to make you so supportive of children who might be feeling on the edge of a bit on the edge, like Skander himself is bullied and his best friend or one of his best friends, Mitchell, is gay. I just wondered about your own childhood.
Yeah, I think there's two things really that kind of feed into that. Firstly, so I grew up in a single parent family, and the way that Skandar and Kenna do, so they grew up with their dad, and I think that I wasn't really seeing that in books. I think in children's books, either the parents are dead because they're quite inconvenient when the parents are alive, or like they're both there and it's kind of like a supportive family and things like that. So I wanted to write one where like the parent is struggling because, you know, my mum like did an amazing job with three of us, but like I know, like now I've spoken to her, like there were times when she was really struggling. And I think, you know, when that's going on, you do feel outside everyone else who's your age, you know, you feel like different and you have to think about things that are different, like, you know, the car didn't work today, for example, because we didn't have the money to fix it. And you can't go on the school trips because, you know, we can't afford to go on the school trips. And it does create this distance from other people. And like, you know, I remember once going shopping with some friends who weren't really my friends, you know, when I was about 12. And, you know, they sort of picked up some clothes and they were like, oh, Annabelle would like this, as a joke. And because I think my clothes weren't as like fancy as theirs, you know, it's that kind of thing. I wanted to kind of demonstrate what that's like when, as a child, you are different from other people, but like people see it and there's nothing you can do about it in a way. And you have to find people that accept you for who you are and love you who you are. And you think the kind of like you can learn to accept those differences. But also I have type 1 diabetes, so I was getting it in a different way as well, because I had to have injections, I had to carry jelly babies with me, which is why they're in the books as well. And I think, you know, having to test my blood sugar in front of people and people kind of immediately saying, oh, are you okay? You're different. Can you do this? Can you play this sport? Yeah. Can you participate in these activities? You know, and maybe the answer is sometimes like not today, but yes, of course today. But I think that feeling like I had to kind of like, you know, I was dealing with some big stuff, like if I didn't take my insulin, I would die, you know, and as a sort of 6, 7, 8 year old, I was diagnosed when I was 4, like that's a lot to be dealing with as a child, but lots of children have to deal with things like that in many, many different ways, where they feel kind of like slightly apart from other people, and they just want to find a group of friends who gets it.
Yeah, I think it's Prim, right? Prim has diabetes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, one of the Peregrine Society fast flyers.
Yeah, I love all the unicorn names. I also love the idea of that kind of support for kids. So you sort of feel like the unicorns, no matter what, are there for their kids. So it's sort of a message that kids aren't on their own. Prim's unicorn is Winter Wildfire, I think, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the other names?
Oh man, I mean there are so many in there. You know, now I do school visits and I steal them from children. You know, they will tell me their ideas for names. And I'm like, that's such a good idea, and I put it in the book, you know. Particularly recently I had someone write to me and they suggested the name Silver Sea Witch. You know, I thought that was an excellent name. But, you know, in the book we've got Scoundrel's Luck, he's the main unicorn. We have Falcon's Wrath. There are lots of bird names in there because I'm a fan of birds and they fly as well. But things like North Breeze Nightmare, that's an air unicorn. Tidal Warrior is one of my favorites, who belongs to Rikesh. So they're kind of, they yeah, are
amazing
element. And it's just, it's something that really captures the imagination of the readers that are kind of encountering them in the books, but it also, it makes it kind of, it belongs to the character. You know, they don't name the unicorns name themselves, but you know, it's your unicorn, they have a cool name. And also they share feelings, which I thought was important, that kind of sharing of emotion, the weight of emotions we feel when, you know, all of us, but particularly when we're growing up, is kind of shared with the unicorn, and they can kind of make you feel better or comforted because they really understand what's going on inside your head.
So what about what's coming up? Any news on the films? What's going on? When are they going to come out? Do we have any news on that?
So book-wise, Scandart and the Skeleton Curse, the fourth book in the series, came out in October.
Okay.
So at the moment, there's only one more book left in the series because there will be five, and that is coming out this year, the fifth book, which is as yet untitled. But that will be the spirit book and coming out on the 28th of August. So that's in the works. And then in terms of the films, we don't know when it would come out yet. The script is finished for the films, and I've been kind of involved in developing that with John Croker, who is an excellent guy, and he's based in the UK. So we've had lots of discussions, and he loves Scandar, and actually I met one of his kind of younger family members at a signing where he's like, oh, John's fine. I know John, which is like really lovely how that happens. You know, on the film side, they start meeting kids or kids and their families who like really like the books, and they're suddenly like, oh, I'm working on that book, which is really cool. But yeah, so script is pretty good, pretty there. But it's just a case of kind of finding the right person to kind of direct it, which we don't have a director yet, but fingers crossed we'll have one this year and we can get going.
Okay. And how do listeners find out more about the books? Do you have a or about you and the world? Do you have a website?
Yeah, so my website is afstedman.com. So the names that are on the books and then .com, which is easy. And then I'm on Instagram. I'm AF Stedman author. I share lots of things on there. I've got a Facebook page as well. But also the publishers, Simon & Schuster, have an amazing Scandart page, which is really cool. So, you know, if you Google something called Scandart Element Quiz, you can find out which element you would be on the island,
yes,
which is very fun. And you can find out what your unicorn name might be called. There's a generator on there, and there's kind of like lots of content, lots of videos from me about Scandar. So there's lots online, and like there's going to be lots of news to share because soon we'll be sharing the cover for book five as well.
I'm going to do that for sure. It's been so amazing meeting you. When I first read your book, I walked into the bookstore and I met Robbie from Bridport. I'm from Bridport. Yeah. And now there's a character, isn't there? Billy Bridport. And just from the beginning, I've just loved it. And I love your vision. Thank you so much. It's been an honor to meet you.
Thank you for reading them.
Oh, thank you.
shout out.
LGBT Radio for you.
Now, if you listen to this live, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. But if you're listening to this on the majority of stations, which is Friday, which is Valentine's Day, this is our home station's theme and just for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Right, news editor and cohort, are you both ready?
We are.
Gladiator ready!
This is Shout Out News. Welcome along.
The left-wing weekly paper Socialist Worker says that around 250 trans plus rights activists protested in Nottingham on Saturday against a Let Women Speak event. That was called by the vehement transphobe and far-right figure Kelly J. Keane, also known as the unlikely pseudonym as Posey Parker. The transphobes were outnumbered 5-1. It was made very clear that their hatred is not welcome in Nottingham. Speeches at the counter-protest highlighted the importance of solidarity and unity with other struggles. Meanwhile, anti-racists challenged an event in East London on Saturday, where the far-right commentator Casey Hopkins spoke. Stand Up to Racism groups in East London had organised that counter-event. Soraya Adjare, a Labour councillor in Hackney, told the Socialist Worker, "It's abhorrent that a well-known racist is allowed to be able to have space in our borough." In the 1930s and 1960s, the black shirts were pushed out. Now we have a red carpet and a warm hall ruled out for our racists. I'm glad that there are people here to oppose.
DNA magazine reports that David Paulson, the founder of Qtopia Sydney and a long-time advocate for HIV education, passed away this week at the age of 70. In 1984, Paulson became one of the first 400 individuals in Sydney diagnosed with HIV at a time when diagnosis felt like a death sentence. Determined to challenge the odds, he participated in 28 experimental drug trials under the care of Professor David Cooper, enduring grueling side effects to fight for his life. His courage and determination not only helped save him, but also shaped advancements in treating HIV and AIDS for others. When Professor Cooper passed away in 2018, Paulson committed himself to fulfilling Cooper's vision to establish a museum to document and honour the response to the AIDS epidemic in Australia. That dream came to life in February of last year, when Qtopia Sydney opened its doors in the historic Darlinghurst Police lockup. It now stands as a testament to both men's tireless activism.
And the lesbian magazine Diva reports that Black Pride have announced on Instagram that they will be celebrating their 20th anniversary this year on the 10th of August at the iconic Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. This will be the fourth year that the annual celebration of LGBTQIA plus people of African, Asian, Caribbean, Latin American and Middle Eastern descent will be held in the same space. Co-founded by Lady Phil in 2005, UK Black Pride has become Europe's largest celebration for LGBTQIA plus people from the African, Asian, Middle Eastern, Latin American and Caribbean heritages, bringing thousands of people together every year. Diva says that there is no doubt that its 20th anniversary celebration will bring this day to new heights.
Thanks for listening to Shout Out News. Why not connect with more LGBTQIA news media online by the community for the community? You can find us at our homepage, shoutoutradio.lgbt. For Shout Out News, this has been Lucy Potter.
And Terry Stella.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT Radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Shakira and Kelly Clarkson getting it on.
What an absolute banger.
It
big
is.
Anthem, big anthem.
Brilliant film, Zootopia, which Kelly Clarkson is not in.
No, and she didn't do that. It was a mash-up.
Yeah, I yes. love it.
What's happening now?
Yeah.
It's the awards!
What?
You can actually vote So, and also get your tickets. Don't forget, it's at the Old Market Assembly.
Yeah.
And so you can get your tickets. They are free, by the way, but because obviously for safety reasons, there's only a finite amount of people.
Yeah.
So,
and it's a great night out as well, not just for the awards, but the food there is absolutely fantastic.
It is.
The drink is all local and organic and so on.
And
so
you're going to be there, Terry.
And I should be there looking glamorous.
Doing, yes, and doing... whatever you do best.
He's going to write some new scripts for us and we'll deliver some news from the stage.
Wow.
On the stage.
Live. Live news. To that.
It's all I know how to do. So that's what we're going to do.
Love a live update.
Yeah. Right, Terry, if you give us a rundown of the first lot.
Okay, in my golden leopard skin envelope, I have the following titles. These are your shortlisted... acts.
Actually, the envelope matches what you're actually wearing now.
It's uncanny, isn't it?
It is.
That leotard is stunning.
Bette Lynch, I get called. Best performance group or show. And they are Bristol Enharmonique, Bristol Gay Men's Chorus, Slaughterhouse, and the Bristol Drag Theatre Company.
Ooh. And the next, Lucy.
And keeping with the theme from Terry's last announcement, I'm announcing the shortlist for Best Drag Artist. So the nominations are Alyssa Vandell, Test Drive, King Henry, Spank and Cynthia, and Miss Jam Tart.
Love those names, don't you? Just love them.
And I think I've always sort of wanted to do that. This for the Best Community Radio Show. The nominations are Pillow Talk, Tristan B. Lunchtime, The Word with Miranda, The Paula and Amanda Show.
And now we're over to events. So first off is Best Free Event, Sunday Service at Seamus O'Donnell's, Brickstow's World AIDS Day Vigil, and Buck's Quiz OCG.
Terry.
Okay, your next category is the Best Festival. And the shortlisted candidates are Trans Pride Southwest, WOMAD, and Bath Pride.
Lucy.
Okay, this one is the Best Newcomer event, and there's three in this category. The shortlist is Fist Bristol, Bath Pride, and the Bristol Drag Theatre Company's drag party, I'm going to say, although it's cut off at the end, but it sounds like it's a party. So,
party!
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
Could be a couple of other things too, but I'm
sack
not going to
the
guess.
Administrator. Lisa.
And I'm on best support group organisation?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, not yet, sorry. Best community event. Pride Calf, Vosker Networking Events, and Rainbow Cafe Gay West Bath.
Awesome. And then we have got groups and organisations. Best support group or organisation, we have Vosker, Brigstow, Freedom Youth OTR, and Plus Importance Project.
Terry.
Best sports and activities group are Bristol Swifts, Queer Hiking Bristol, Outdoor Lads, and Trans Pride Board Gaming.
Okay, moving on to the Places and People category. First nomination is for the Best Queer Space. Sorry, first nomination. Sorry, first category within the category.
We knew what you meant.
I'm going on. I can't read words that aren't actually that I read out literally.
That's okay.
All I do is I read stuff from a script. Best Queer Space. So the nominations are Seamus O'Donnell's, Old Castle Green, Queen Shilling, Watershed, and the North Somerset LGBT Forum.
And now the category is Best Bar, and the nominations are Seamus O'Donnell's, The Phoenix, Old Castle Green, and Old Market Tavern.
And then we have Best Club Night. We have Fist and Playboys.
Terry.
Okay, this is the Best Bar Person, always a very popular category, and there are five people in the shortlist. Paul Bayford from Seamus O'Donnell's, Ethan Bond from the Queen Shilling, Steve Cardwell from Bristol Bear Banner, Paul Homer from Oldcastle Green, and Eva Crossdresser.
Brilliant.
I'm not sure where that from.
Okay, now we're going to be moving on to the Shout Out Gold Awards. And first category is Diversity Champion of the Year. And the nominations are Alid Osborne, Sabrina, the Chair of Trans Pride Bristol, and Paula Coonerty.
And next category, Most Diverse Company. Duchess Media, Rolls-Royce, Bristol Waste Company, and Burgess Salmon.
And the Make It Happen Award, we have Jane Graham McMorrow, Lindsay Love, Thomas Fielding, and Jane Weston.
Terry.
Professional Role Model, we have, and you'll forgive my eyesight, is not what it used to be, so I'm reading in the shadow to make sure it works. We have the following shortlisted: Jordan Chan, Tia Coffey, Adam Khan, and Ada HD.
Is that it?
No. Last but not least, last we one. Have Hero of the
Hero
Year.
Hero of the Year.
Who's going to read that one?
All right, then.
I'm so bad at
okay.
this.
Paul Studley, Mike Coe, and Bowen Rowlands. Oh, gosh. Terry,
you said it absolutely correctly,
Bowen.
Bowen Rowlands, yes.
And the one before you was Inspirational Role Model of the Year.
Inspirational Role Model of the Year, yes.
Indeed you did.
That. See, I didn't
spot that. So there's some amazing people in that list. And anybody who didn't... Oh, are we still going?
No, so the reason I got distracted is because some of our nominees have already posted to their IG stories. So if you are following any of those acts or organisations or people, you might also find out through their Instagram stories. That's what I was looking at.
Oh, I see. Well, do you know what? That's lovely. Thank you for sharing, yeah. Because that just shows how excited people are to be recognised. And I just want to say that anybody who didn't make it this far, you're still really important. Everything you do is valid. And keep doing what you're best being doing.
Yeah, keep on, keep it on.
Just a reminder, go to the website awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt and get voting.
Vote.
And get your tickets as well, because there's only a limited amount of people that can actually get into the old Castle Green. We don't want people celebrating in the street. It's a busy road.
But it's the old market assembly, isn't it, Steph? Because I made that mistake 3 weeks ago as well.
It is the old market assembly.
It is confusing, yes. Having two venues both starting
with
old.
Well, there's the old market tavern, there's the old market assembly, there's the old Castle Green.
The yes. old grey whistle test.
Yes.
There we go.
Club 46, that's now done and
that
dusted.
Where we, I'm sure our paths crossed many times over the years in Club 46.
Yep, indeed. Well, how exciting is that?
Yes.
It's nice when you see the names of the listeners that have put, the listeners who've put forward their heroes. And it's nice to even celebrate people that are doing what they think is unimportant jobs, like a bar person. But everyone's job is important because bar person's there for people to chat to, like a psychologist, a psychiatrist, like a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Right. So moving swiftly on. This is Shout Out Radio, and if you are listening tomorrow, don't forget that we do have Valentine's Day specials going on all our stations tomorrow. I know Wave Radio have Trans Radio and BCFM. I'm sure all our stations have. Let's go to another track.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Terry, starter for 10. Who was that?
I haven't a clue.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Was it really?
Yes, and what was the theme he was singing over?
Well, it was the, it's based in Malibu, was it? Was it?
Hawaii.
Hawaii, and it is Hawaii 5-0.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. You only get 5 points, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that's all right.
You failed miserably. Valentine's Day. Lucy, you're on it. Flowers.
Right, here is my soapbox and here is my life tip, people, because I feel very, very, very deeply about this. Okay. If you have a person in your life and you are buying them flowers, if you've ordered it online and it comes nicely presented, then fine. Good on you, and you've made life a little bit easier for yourself. If you have gone today, like I did, into Asda and you have shuffled along with everybody else and found a bunch of carnations that is fairly affordable, okay, Do not just hand the flowers over. What you do is, and listen very carefully, everybody, because this is what makes the difference between buying flowers and getting someone flowers. You show that person the flowers. You then take the bunch into the kitchen, get the vase out yourself, fill it with water, add the little sachet, snip the lengths of the stems to fit into the vase, arrange the flowers in the vase, and then put it somewhere nice. That is actually getting someone flowers. Anything else is just a £10, well, this looks nice, and then you deal with it, pet. That is not love. That is not caring. That is my pro-life tip for being a good partner and an adult in life. Goodbye, I thank you.
Mic drop.
Yes, yeah. TED it. Talk.
Love it.
It's so true, because it. Also it's got so much easier. You know, there is literally next door delivery. Yeah, we'll go with that. You know,
you're the moon pig and aficionado, aren't you?
I am the moon pig.
So Edge will go, just moon pig it, guys. Seriously, don't even have to do any of that.
There is literally no excuse.
There is no excuse.
We walk past supermarkets all the time. We have shops on our doorstep. We also have Amazon Prime. We have eBay and things, TikTok shop, as we were talking about earlier. I'm not one for forgetting. I don't, yeah. No.
I did have threats from my other half.
That they would purchase items. Or
no, what happened was a daily reminder.
If I didn't get a card.
Wow.
If just I did. Okay.
No, I don't want anything else. Okay. Just a card. Okay. It's very thoughtful.
Does anything have to be written in the card?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So.
And photos. That's all I need.
Just a card with photos and an amazing message.
Just some words. Happy Valentine's Day. Love you.
Okay.
Okay, bye. To put K-bye in the card. Very literal. Where are you going?
I'm going to check out a new restaurant in my little town with like four people. I always go with gangs on Valentine's Day.
That's good. Yeah.
And like, it's sort of whoever wants to joins. It was meant to be two of us, not a couple, just friends. But then I saw someone else that didn't know what they were doing on Valentine's Day. They're coming. And then I saw someone else. They're coming. And if I'm in a couple, I sort of go gangs on Valentine's Day.
That's nice.
I like
good.
That. Because there are a lot of people that don't have people to celebrate.
This is true.
V-Day with. So I think, you know, it's important that people know there are a lot of friends, you know, in their lives probably that don't either.
And it doesn't have to be all about the day. Last year, we bought a camper van on Valentine's Day.
Of course.
And that's what I'll remember. That's
what
I'll remember.
You purchased a camper van?
Well, we found it on Auto Trader and decided to plan a trip to go look at it. Everybody else in the restaurant was gazing lovingly into each other's eyes. And we were booking hotels. We were messaging someone on Auto Trader. So you can do other things. It doesn't have to be all about the day. You can do other things too.
21 years ago today, I was flat on my back in Leicester Nuffield.
Would you like to explain
a little bit more?
We need a little bit more.
I think I can tell. What I think I can guess.
I'm 21 years old. Well, some of me is.
Again.
Congratulations.
There's going to be some very literal, very confused listeners.
There are confused listeners.
Do you mean you had your gender-affirming surgery, Kerr?
I did.
Good for
Wonderful.
You, Steph. Awesome.
Yes.
That's something.
That's a good day to remember.
Yeah.
It is. You have many celebrations, right? You're like a real queen. You could say you have more than one birthday.
I have two official
you?
Birthdays, yeah.
Yeah, and an anniversary, yeah. And Valentine's Day.
It's very weird, isn't Christmas. It? The surgeon called me and said, "We got a gap. Do you want to jump into it? It's Valentine's Day."
Yeah, you're like, "Yeah, let's go.
Let's do this. I've been waiting 50 years."
Is that all?
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
There's probably some lovely things happening as well, you know, around the country and around the world. For people who don't maybe have somebody, there's so many lovely online communities, and
that's true.
You know, there's also that's some true. Lovely films just to snuggle down with. You know, whether that's a horror film or.
speaking of good news, a lot of bad news coming out of the States, but there's also some good news. The state of Kansas have decided to go against Trump and said that they're going to continue having trans youth looked after in the correct way. So they said they're not taking any notice of Trump.
Glorious. That's good news.
They said it's between the parents and their child, and children should be loved. And also, one of the biggest hospital chains in the States has also said it's continuing gender-affirming care for under 19 trans youth.
Not all bad news. And, you know, it is strange what's happening in America as well, but there is a big kickback as well. There's a lot of organisations and individuals that have taken to the streets. We've seen a lot of protests. We've seen a lot of lobbying.
Yeah.
So there's many hopeful stories as well.
I think as well, you know, I saw a really sad story earlier, and I only touched on this briefly, about a trans man whose passport was burnt before he got sent in the post. And it's currently going viral, and including his birth certificate and everything else from the, I don't know what you call it, but, you know, the professional peoples who send these documents. But what the reason I bring that up is, one, because it's horrific, but two, because social media in this respect is now a space where people can share what they're actually going through, and the abundance of support on his post is phenomenal, you know, and that is where you're really seeing what community is and what the LGBTQI plus space is, and it's going to make him feel loved and not alone, you know. So all these people that might be sat by themselves thinking that they're alone and isolated, you're not. There is a space, and there is only so much damage that a presidency can do.
Well, hopefully he's only going to be there for 4 years.
4 days. Four
I'm
years.
I'm hoping shorter, somehow, somewhere.
Ooh.
Somehow.
Yes. I wonder if anyone in the CIA is listening.
Hope so.
Just make it look like an accident, wouldn't you? Thanks, CIA. We love you.
Slip, trip, fall. But yeah, you know, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, it's indeed a loving time, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's nice to receive flowers.
It's good to celebrate love.
It's nice to receive flowers in a vase.
In a vase.
With the water. And yes. Food.
Sorry, do we have to cut the stems at an angle?
It really depends.
I've heard that's important. And like fluff them up a bit is what I like to do. You put them in the pot, fluff them up a bit so they just all fall nicely.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. The easiest thing to do is just rush out and buy a Lego rose.
Yeah, that too.
If that's what you've done.
You've shown your hand a bit early there, Steph.
Yeah. Have your head.
No, I haven't, because a certain person stresses over building stuff with Lego.
Well, it's not very easy. And I know it says 10 plus, but it's really confusing.
Yeah, but you read the instructions and it's like they don't compute.
They do. No, that's why you're there.
Yeah, the Disney castle, the huge thing, has gone back in the box.
Yeah. That's okay, I'm doing the up house and we'll get there.
Yeah, you are. Oh. You haven't even put the balloons on there.
No,
yet.
I've done 3 courses of it, just not the balloons.
Send the castle our way. We need something to accompany the Hogwarts building that we've got.
Okay.
So that would complement
like
it very well.
Oh, they do the Lords of the Rings as well. Rivendell,
they?
That
looks
lovely.
Yeah, I'll get that too. We'll get the full set.
I want Rivendell.
Into the Lego room.
It's beautiful, but not yet. Not now. I'm not ready.
I don't have a room just for Lego, by the way. That would be an extreme
you should.
I wish. You said Bristol
They're
House
releasing
prices.
They've just released the Twilight House. Cannot wait.
Ezra made me watch Twilight.
I did.
A couple of weeks ago.
I love Twilight.
It's very romantic.
And they made me tweet. They made me live tweet my reaction.
I did. And I could just tell you, like, why?
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Why did you make me do this?
It was.
This is the skin of a killer, Bella.
It was a thing, all right.
It is.
I do like the Wolofs. I wouldn't mind a Wolof as a pet. They're huge, aren't they? Whoa, did that frighten you? That frightened me. That was on 4 Max, right in my ears. Right, Ez, are we ready to go?
I reckon. Are you?
I don't know. No. Have you been entertained?
Well, I was too busy to notice, but we ticked off everything we had to do.
Start voting, good shout out listeners. The solos are in full swing.
Yeah, all right. Go to awards.shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Whatever you're doing for the next week.
Oh, sorry, vote. Oh, and have a gurtless time. Bye, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Shout out. LGBT radio for you.